the idea that you have to justify somebody's life, that what they have done is a measure of what they're worth, is a pretty repugnant way of going through life, isn't it? Turns out my mother did heroic things when she was younger, but that has no bearing on her value as a human being. She's just another one of the old and useless people in Florida nursing homes who are going to have a chance to live a little while longer as a result of the compassionate decisions made by this Republican governor, instead of being consigned to a pretty likely death in the hands of a loving and generous and telegenic Democratic governor. This is a virus that attacks old people, and when the Florida governor decides he's going to protect the most vulnerable people first, I like that. I don't care what his politics are, but I'm also not surprised about his politics. I like that. And the second thing that I think is a factor in all of this is, if there were a limited number of vaccines, if there were 100 million vaccines, then, again, conceivably, you might want to get into this kind of a discussion, but there aren't. Because of the incredible power of American science and American industry, and most especially through the extraordinary efforts of cutting through red tape and concentrating on curing this disease that had been undertaken by the previous president, who was thrown out of office because of his disastrous handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. That's not really an issue. Vaccines are coming off the line all the time. The COVID-19 pandemic has been as clear an example of the utter dysfunctionality of the government, the utter lack of trust and well-earned lack of trust in public health officials, the perfect example of the fallacy of thinking that one expert is going to be completely apolitical and should be listened to regardless of any other consequences. And finally, it's been a great example of the inability, the willing inability, of our political class to look at what is factually happening in the world and in the country with regard to who's getting this disease, who's dying from this disease, and whether or not the cure is turning out to be worse than the illness. I don't want to live in a world that thinks of any human being as old and useless. And if we ever catch ourselves making determinations based on that metric, then it's time to either change the government or change your address. If my Uncle Bob insists that I acknowledge that he is in fact a biological woman and that he is in fact capable of breastfeeding, menstruation, giving birth, and is indistinguishable biologically from a biological woman, that's where Uncle Bob or Aunt Marion and I have to unfortunately part our ways. Because while I am more than willing, this again, just me personally, while I am more than willing to be a nice guy and call people what they want to be called as a general rule, when somebody else insists that I play along to the point where they are actually demanding that I deny physical reality, now I'm off the train. And the reason I'm off the train is because there's no end to that road, you see? And that's precisely what they want. And that's why they are scared stupid. If I accept the premise that a person who says that he is a woman is able to breastfeed and have menstruation and deliver babies, have babies, then I am denying factual reality. And this now is the ultimate apex predator point. All of progressive thought is predicated upon the idea that if you want something badly enough, if you wish for it deeply enough, then it has to be true. And anybody who says the emperor is not wearing any clothes has to be destroyed because they shatter this illusion that wishing for something makes it so. How often do we see this? How often do we see in a show like Vikings, a 5'2" woman bashing Vikings who are 6'4", weigh three times what she weighs, bashing them with swords and knocking them to the ground? How many times do we see this? Well, we see it because certain people want that to be true. And because they want it to be true, they are showing us that it's true. Because the people that are determined to destroy reality as a concept are scared stupid. Reality terrifies them. Any statement of truth terrifies them in their core. So, well, mathematics, racist, and we'll have all of these wish-fulfilling things. And anybody who comes into this room and says, you guys can play in your costumes all you want to, but this is not what reality is or how reality works. Well, that person has to be burned at the stake. You know what's not on the top 12 list of concerns in this poll of Democrats? Of the 12 things that Democrats are most concerned about, you know what's not on the list? You know what struck me like a... Climate change is not on that list. Isn't that interesting? You would have thought that if you genuinely believe this stuff in your heart, that the world has only got 6 or 7 years to go, and after that, we're done. You would have thought that would be number one on the list, because if I believed that the Earth had a 5-year lifespan remaining, that'd be my number one concern too, but it's not even on the top 12. Everything on the top 12 for Democrats are fictional things created by a narrative that creates synthetic injustice in order to promote their own sense of moral superiority. Real problems aren't even there. The threats that the Democrats are concerned about are not real threats. The real threats are things that they're not concerned about. And since they're not on their radar, there's nothing that can be done about them. And since they're not willing to look at the actual causes of things like gun violence, air pollution, plastics in the ocean, if they're not ready to look at the actual causes of these things, then we'll never get to a solution. Ever. So, there we are. I think the things that the Republicans claim to be afraid of are things that you should be worried about. I think that the things that the Democrats claim to be afraid of are absolute fiction. And as you've just seen, I'm not making this up off the top of my head. There are real reasons for all of this. You should be afraid of things that are threatening, and you should be worried about them, and you should be concerned and be looking for solutions to them that address the actual problem. For you to list as your top fears things that simply aren't real, and then to realize that half of the country is voting this way, is a sign that the liberal narrative, this control of information, has been spectacularly effective. It's been so effective that it causes people to believe things in contravention to their own lying eyes. No evidence will ever get through because the entire narrative has been constructed to convince Democrats that all of the things that they claim to be afraid of are real and important, when in fact, virtually none of them exist at all.